Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bill Almon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill North. Batting second, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Joe Pettini. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Alan Hargesheimer. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Hargesheimer. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts in front of the plate. Trevino fields it and throws to first for the out. North moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North scores. Ivey moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stennett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Youngblood moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Youngblood moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Jorgensen scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Almon moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Tom Griffin now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-1 in the game. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Falcone moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek strikes out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin fires to first and has Youngblood trapped. There's the throw to Pettini, who tags Youngblood for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-0 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trevino hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-1 in the game. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falcone takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bourgeois pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Chris Bourgeois is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourgeois takes first base on ball 4. Sadek moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sadek moves to third. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ivey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Wolford goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Mets. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Max Venable pinch hits for Joe Pettini. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable takes first base on ball 4. Ivey moves to third. Stennett moves to second. Dyer Miller now pitching. Milt May pinch hits for Mike Sadek. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivey scores. Stennett scores. Venable moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Giants, 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Venable scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. North moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Milt May now catching. Terry Whitfield now playing left field. Al Holland now pitching. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozzilli. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Ivy scores. It's 7-4, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Norman pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Norman now playing right field. Lee Mazzilli now playing first base. Claudel Washington now playing center field. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. North takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Holland reaches third base with a triple. Whitfield scores. North goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Giants. Tom Houseman now pitching. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ivy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holland scores. It's 10-4, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivy moves to third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ivy scores. Herndon moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-4, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LeMaster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon moves to third. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.